The epistle for the fifth Sunday after Easter is taken from the epistle of St. James, chapter 1. Dearly beloved, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if a man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he shall be compared to a man beholding his own countenance in a glass. For he beheld himself and went his way, and presently forgot what manner of man he was. But he that hath looked into the perfect law of liberty and hath continued therein, not becoming a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And if any man think himself to be religious, not bridling his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Religion clean and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their tribulation, and to keep oneself unspotted from this world. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16. At that time Jesus saith to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto you have not asked anything in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in Proverbs. The hour cometh when I will no more speak to you in Proverbs, but will show you plainly of the Father. In that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not to you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world, and I go to the Father. His disciples say to him, Behold, now thou speakest plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now we know that thou knowest all things, and thou needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it you. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Perhaps you can remember a time when you really wanted something, or someone you know had an urgent need, and so you turned to God, the Blessed Mother, or a saint, and prayed for it. The more you wanted it, the longer and harder you prayed. But then after some time, you lost interest. You didn't have the same sense of urgency as when you began praying. You thought your prayers weren't being answered, so you stopped praying and gave up. What is the answer to this dilemma? Well, when that happens, you are like a certain beggar. Imagine two beggars in the same city. They stand there on the street corner in their ragged clothes, and both of these poor men have an urgent need. They need the charity of another so that they can afford food, shelter, clothing, etc. But in order to get what they want, they have to ask for it. Now, one of these beggars sees a wealthy gentleman coming down the road. So the poor man approaches, reaches out his hand, and asks for a little money. But instead of getting what he wants, the beggar is pushed aside, and the gentleman walks on. The beggar follows after him, asking again, this time in a more pleading tone. But the wealthy man just waves him off and continues along his way. At this point, the poor man gives up. He figures it's no use trying. It's too hard to continue pestering this man, and so the beggar departs without having gained what he wanted. Meanwhile, the second beggar is trying to acquire his alms. Like the first, this poor man is at first refused. The wealthy man gives him no coin and is trying to ignore the requests. But unlike the first beggar, the second is more determined. Despite the difficulty, the embarrassments, and the weariness of being pushed aside and ignored, he continues pleading. He does not cease until the gentleman, in order to relieve himself of the beggar's trouble, gives him some money. We are like one of these two poor people when we pray. Either we pray for a while and give up, or we persevere until our prayer is answered. In today's gospel, Christ has promised that God will hear our prayers. The Son of God himself promised this. In fact, the very wording our Lord used shows us how emphatic a promise it is. The expression, amen, amen, as scripture scholars explain, is equivalent to, I most surely promise you. And so when Christ said, amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it you, he meant exactly that. If we ask for anything from God the Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ, he will grant it. But the one requisite that Christ gave is that we ask. And not just ask once or twice, but persevere. To persevere is to continue courageously despite little or no results. And that is what we have to do in regard to prayer. St. John Chrysostom says, do not give way too soon, for you have the promise of Christ. And he goes on to say, do not leave off until you have received. If you pray with that disposition, you will certainly be heard. Now, you may be thinking of the times you or someone you know has asked God for something, but you never got what you asked for. Or maybe the answer was the very opposite. Now, the reason for this is not that Christ doesn't keep his promise. No, the reason is one of two things. Either you asked for something that is not good for you spiritually, or you asked in the wrong way. So first you have to ask for something good for you spiritually. That's actually what our Lord means when he says to pray in his name. You see, to ask in the name of Jesus Christ, as St. Gregory explains, means to ask for something conducive to our salvation. This is because Jesus means Savior. God wants us to be saved. So in other words, we have to pray according to God's will. If our prayer isn't answered the way we want, it's because God knows something is better. Our Lord himself prayed this way. In the garden, for example, he prayed, Father, take away this chalice. Take away this torture. Yet not my will, but thine be done. Remember that, my dear people, whenever you pray for something. God wants you to ask, but he knows what is best. And so we should always pray, thy will be done. Now, the second reason why we sometimes don't get what we pray for is we ask the wrong way. The wrong way is to ask once or twice, half-heartedly. The right way to pray is to persevere with confidence. Christ wants to be forced, as it were. And so he takes pleasure in our going to him and in our confidence. Sometimes he allows the good to pray for a long time without hearing them. The beggar I mentioned earlier continued to ask for a long time, but he did not stop until he got what he asked for. Our Lord once told a parable of a man who was knocking at the house of a neighbor during the night. Because it was night, the neighbor thought that if he ignored the man, he would eventually go away. But the man continued knocking, and he continued so long that the neighbor was finally compelled to rise and answer him. If we wish our prayers to be heard, we must knock at the heart of God, and we must endure the trial of patience. We must persevere. For as St. Catherine of Siena says, nothing great is achieved without much enduring. If then, my friends, you wish to pray properly, don't merely begin, continue, and don't give up. Don't be a quitter, especially when you pray for something for your spiritual welfare. Here are three ways to help with perseverance. First, when you have a special intention, use your daily or weekly prayers and sacrifices to obtain your request. For example, you have your morning and night prayers, the rosary, the Mass, and Holy Communion. Use these well. Pray fervently. Be the beggar who really needs and really wants what he's asking for. Secondly, have your intention in mind when you pray. If you have your intention in mind, you will find it easier to pray. And finally, whatever happens, keep praying, even if you aren't answered for a long time, even if it takes years. For you can have confidence that your prayer will be answered as long as you don't give up and you pray according to God's will. I encourage you then, my dear friends, to pray unceasingly, for this is the way to be answered. Ask Mary, our mother, to pray, to teach you to pray as she did. Remember that the trouble you go through now will never be in vain, nor will it go unrewarded. Your perseverance will forever be your reward in heaven. So have confidence in the promise of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.